Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters on a rainy Southern California Saturday morning, and but still action going on out there. There's a couple boats, Roll Stars unloading, XL's unloading, and I think Roll Polaris is out there or something like that. They're unloading a lot of fish right now, so there's still fishing going on.
Today's a big day, and boy, long-range fishing. It might be soggy here, but you get 800 miles south of here, and it's a whole other story when you hit the tropics.
It's all good.
Long-range fishing is not just good right now. It's some of the best it's ever been, and there's some fun times going on right now.
For sure. We have great show going on here. Steve Pinard, John White, Mike Panarese from Dana Landing, ECBT, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle talking fishing and giving away fantastic prizes today.
Boy, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, unbelievable. And thanks to all these guys for making that happen. One lucky caller and one lucky texter are each going to win a $100 gift certificate, gift card that's available for either East County Bait and Tackle or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle or Dana Landing. You got $100 coming your way. If you want to get through in the second hour, the only way to do it now is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you had a cool tip you wanted to catch from last week, you can check that out. You can listen to this show on your drive home. It's the only way to do it. Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way you can text in your questions to the show. As Pete said earlier, make sure you include your contact info, just a name and a phone number, along as your question is all we need to make sure we can get a hold of you if you win one of those $100 prizes.
That's right, indeed. And time for the catch report now.
Today it's sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system for your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today.
Good morning, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Steve, John, Mike. You got a world-class full house there, buddy.
Yes, we do. What's better than a rainy day than to talk fishing with Mark Wish, huh?
Oh, man. Boy, you talk about the rainy day. Holy crap. We've had some heavy showers here. I was just looking at the radar just a little bit ago. We've got this massive thunderstorm complex sliding up the coast. It's going to be here in about 2 hours, man. Ooh. It's going to be game on.
Time for an AFCO rain gear, right? You got to get that top of the line AFCO rain gear.
It's time to sit on my couch with a cup of coffee and watch the
Oh, come on, Mark. That's put the AFCO rain gear on and get out there.
Whoa.
Oh, you know, I have done that for so many years back in the old days. But anyway, guys, so before this weather, you know, we had a few interesting nuggets, not an awful lot realistically, but on the outside, San Nicolas finally got checked yesterday. One of the sport boats ventured out there. They had a tank of squid and a tank of sardines, and as expected, no shortage of cods and ling cods. They were snapping, but as the exotics, nope, nice weather, but no bites on the exotics. So that's the San Nicolas report. That probably the next one will be a while off. No Santa Barbara Island reports either. Or at Catalina, I was there last weekend. Beautiful weather. Exactly the opposite of what we got going on right now, I'll tell you that for sure. Warm, sunny, flat, calm. There is a huge amount of bait over there in several places. But the main area is kind of from just below Silver Canyon to just above Salta Verde like that. Tremendous commercial pressure in there. But no problem making bait. Just stay away from the commercial guys. There's plenty of bait there. No exotics for us. We were checking the shallow water halibut bite. We didn't find it. I don't know that it's getting going yet, but I'll tell you the highlight of the trip was I had no idea how big leopard sharks get. You know, because we all catch those 3-4 occasional 5-footer. Dude, we caught one that was like giant. That was I could not believe that thing. Anyway, he's still out there.
How big was it, Mark?
realistically, I would say 75, 80 pounds.
Whoa!
Like 6 foot long.
That's a big one.
And big around as a 5 gallon bucket. I've never seen one even close to the size of this thing.
Wow.
And when he was coming up, you know, water was pretty clean, so we got a look of a deep color, and man, I was thinking that might have been the biggest halibut in the world for just a second. Yeah, it didn't work out. Anyways, what I was really surprised about over there was the amount of bonita up the backside there, backside east. Holy crap, there was spots of breaking fish all over the place and some really nice ones in there, 5-6 pounders, man. That was fun. Anyway, over at Clemente, no reports other than from the bass guys fishing the kelp lines and the boilers. Tackle bass fishing was pretty good. They had some nice weather, you know, early until all this stuff come along. But I got a feeling it may not be quite the same with the amount of rain that we're getting and runoff that will come down there. So take a while for that to straighten out. Offshore, man, it's been good for this time of year on a mix of bluefin, yellowfin, kelp patty yellows, you know, for the private boat guys, mostly that 302, 371 zone. But, again, with this weather now and with all the storms that we got lined up coming, might be about over. But on the other hand, looking at the buoy reports this morning, all up and down the coast, it's all 66 and 67 still. So there's no telling what might be around after all this stuff blows through. So here's a sidebar for you. It's got nothing to do with our typical private boat fishing report, but I had a customer come in the store a couple of days ago and said, "What do you know about Pismo clams?" And I said, "Well, not much other than they make wonderful sheephead bait if you scoop them out there." So as it turned out, they were on the beach at a fairly low tide. His daughter had found a whole bunch of Pismos, but he didn't know anything about the limits or such, so they put them back as you're supposed to. But just so you guys know, a limit on a Pismo is 4.5 inches. You have to have a rigid measuring device. It's like a lobster gauge. You have to bury the shorts back to exactly the location and depth where you found them. The limit is 10. And they surprisingly have hours that you can dig them. You know, half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. So that's everything you need to know about Pismo clam fishing. They are making a hell of a comeback. You know, they were gone for many years for, I don't even know what the reason was, but they are coming back. So you guys want make clam chowder or get world-class sheephead bait, that's how to do it.
They're good eating.
And that's our report for this
week. That's good stuff, man, and good information, too, because they, Department of Fish and Wildlife does definitely is on the prowl for that type of violation.
Good to know you can't fish them in the middle of the night because that's typically when I would have gone out.
Would you be out there?
Thanks a lot, DFW.
So, and of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys do such a great job. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code to fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you for good Pismo clam info and more?
That was the whole gamut of the Pismo clam info.
That's your Pismo
clam. It was fun looking it up. But, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at stores, area code 714-840-4262, website pacificedgetackle.com. And stay dry, guys. Man, we got some interesting stuff coming here.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Mark. Appreciate your report. And who knows what's going to happen next week. We'll talk to you next Saturday about it.
You got it. We'll see you, Pete.
Right. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate that very much. All right. That wraps up our catch report because Cedros is kind of Rosie's reports are done for the season.
That is going to wrap up then. And we want to remind you, power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NorrisLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, good stuff there. Norris Lithium, it's absolutely incredible. And you do a lot of bass fishing. There's a lot of lithium batteries in the bass world,
definitely,
right?
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, switching over to lead acid to lithium.
Yeah. Do you have somebody that kind of specializes in this area on on lithium? Because it's a different animal, kind of.
There is. You go to, like, English Marine, so that's our closest, Marine. Like, boat shop.
Yeah, they do a lot. Yeah. I know Kyle's a big Norsk lithium guy, so, yeah, definitely. Check it out. Well, hey, you have a great text, huh?
I thought it was a fun one. It says, good morning, everybody. My question is for Steve. Really, my question is for Ben. Steve, did Ben Pinard put up his Rancho Lanier ring toss game in his room or the back patio? And that's from Hills. That's from Hills in Ventura.
That's a great question. It's outside in the back patio. We have like a pergola that hangs over in the perfect spot. And Ben and I, less than we used to, but definitely have challenges. We have games.
Have you mastered it?
Still not. No, he has. I tell you, since
can you do it backwards yet?
I don't think so.
No?
But since he was a little kid, he would go down and just crush it randomly.
Yeah.
I'd bounce it off my face, and he's ding, ding.
Yeah.
So it's such a fun little... I'm so... stoked I have that, you know, like cool. Anything in Rancho Lanier, that's just
that's a piece of history.
100%.
Yeah, for sure. Ian from San Diego writes, great shop, Dana Lanning. What's the best weight and length of swim bait for spotties in the bay, Johnny?
I would say swim bait, I'm going 3.5 inch, 1/4 to 3/8 ounce, depending on what size line you're fishing. So heavier the line, the heavier the lead head. You know, if you go down to light line, you can fish 1/4. There's a lot of the guys at the shop are fishing like 4 pound with a 1/16 ounce, you know, little tiny stuff. But for me, I'm kind of more 1/4, 3/8.
Now, Johnny, I need to know, if you were going spotty fishing at the end of the day, are you still fishing a lead head and swim bait, or are you fishing something else? And I had one of those, like, feel old moments the other day at the shop, and myself and RC damn near had to kick these kids out of the store for just abusing the two of us so bad. I'm sure it's the same at Dana Landing. We get the e-bike crowd of kids, like, yeah. 4 kids rolled up on their e-bike, backpack, single bass rod, and we're looking at all the different things. And we're asking about spotty fishing, and RC said, oh, you know, I would fish this 2.5 inch, you know, swim bait. Oh, plastic. What? That's lame. No, you know, we want a slow pitch jig or a hard bait or whatever else. And he's like, oh, no, this ain't good bite. Oh, that's lame, old man. Like, I'm not gonna fish that. And we were just like, are you kidding me? Like, it was good. I have had to go there once, but it was the first time RC, who's younger than I by, but had to be called lame by a person much to his younger. Like, oh, leadhead to swimming. Where you been, man? Like, sure, that was good 10 years ago. Where are you at now?
Yeah, now it's like, well, definitely the slow pitch jigs and the tail spins.
Uh-huh.
Tail spins are big. Neck breaker style, like war baits, you know, with like a, you know, free swinging hook behind the lead head is huge. But for me, like, I don't fish swim baits that much in the bay. I like to fish more like a dart type jerk bait, mm-hmm. you know, like a MC, little MC slugs and stuff like that. And it depends on light conditions and stuff. I also like fishing an A-rig though in the bay, which, you know, that's just kind of like multiple lead heads with swim tails. But I mean, I there's a lot of stuff I fought. You know, like I fought with Gene. He's like, dude, you got to have Kitech in here. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want to take up the wall space. Everyone wants to buy like hand poured swim baits. And just like, dude, the amount of freaking Kitechs you sell is just unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
Mike's shaking his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great for the tackle shop because they only last like one fish.
Because if a fish looks at it too hard, the tail rips off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He swims by it too fast, okay. The tail rips off.
But they have a good flavor and scent to them, too.
Yeah, they have a...
They get bit.
They do.
They get bit.
So who makes a Kitech bait?
Kitech bait.
It's called Kitech.
Yeah, they're like a Japanese... It's like a Japanese... Japanese kind of ribbed...
soft plastic boot tail.
Real soft plastic boot tail, really thin. Some people say, oh, well, it doesn't count if you cut it on a Kitech. Like that. It's,
oh, come on.
Yeah, like it's that easy to catch fish on.
Wow.
So that's...
I got to get some.
Yeah, you'll catch everything on them.
I don't care. As long as you catch, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Like, if it's against the rules, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You give me a 2.5 inch skinny MC swim bait on a 1/8 ounce garter head. That's gonna. That's the hill that I'm dying on when it comes to catching spotted bay bass.
Yeah, it's funny. You're still a lead head and swim bait guy now and then, right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but I like to fish you know, I like to fish spinner baits and stuff like, I like to, something that's got a little bit of movement, but it's really condition dependent. Like if it's a really, if it's a, you know, high sky, if it's clear out and the water's clean, like stuff that's like vibrating doesn't really get bit as well. That's when like a straight tail or like a tube bait, you know, works really good. But, you know, I'll go with like, you know, my daughter will want to fish and we'll fish in the evening till sunset and like, she'll be catching fish on like a jerk shad, you know, sled head jerk shad combo, which is like really good for people who aren't that good at fishing because or not that familiar with the bay because it's super weedless. As soon as the sun dips below the horizon, the A-rig will just start getting crushed. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's got to be low light level and it just attracts fish.
Wow. All right. Hey, Dave in Ocean Beach wants to win the halibut derby. He wants to get in that Dana Landing halibut derby, and he wants to know, when you're targeting those halibut, what's best, live, frozen bait, artificial bait, and what's the go-to rigging setup for that?
For halibut, definitely live bait, like live sardines. You know, the bigger the bait, the bigger the fish. I like to do, you know, like a three-way swivel rig. You know, maybe 1 foot down to a sinker and then 2 feet, 2 foot leader to the bait. A lot of guys use like a sliding rig, similar situation. But the other thing I would do is like you do a drop shot style, you know, like with a 6-inch, fluke and just leave that in the rod holder. That catches a lot of fish also.
Yeah.
Good way to get bites too when you're, you know, if you're fishing something else or if you're doing something. You couldn't have said it better. That is it. But man, when it comes to halibut fishing, sure, you can catch them on all kinds of things. That is a live bait fish.
Do you catch them on
something with an underspit? Sure.
Yeah.
But that's it, man. If your goal is to catch those things, that is a live bait fishery.
Yes.
So a couple real quick texts here. And again, no name, no phone number, no card for you.
Anonymous.
Yeah, but it's such a good text that I'm going to read it. It says, John White is the best, wealth of knowledge. And he says, what do you think about Z-Man baits for the bay?
Like, it depends. It's funny because I go off like the kids at work because there's, you know, definitely some kids that's all they fish with. And there's certain ones, you know, small swim baits, they last forever. They're made out of the Lastec plastic. And one of the kids that comes in, he will like religiously fish, you know, 4-inch to 5-inch Lastec, but he'll Texas rig it with a you know, 1/4 ounce worm weight in front of it. So you can just drag it right through the grass. And we definitely sell a lot of Z-Man and they work. And you know, last year when we were down in Louisiana, that's all they fish with. They definitely work. You got to keep them segregated from your other plastics, and they don't.
Why?
Because they're made out of that Elastec material. It's not friendly with your other plastics. And the other thing is that they can be kind of difficult to get threaded onto your lead head and stuff. It's a different material, but once you figure out how to use it, it definitely works well.
Pinning it onto the lead head and getting it to sit flush and all those things are for sure a chore.
Yeah.
But once you get through, like, rigging up an MC swim bait, you're straight as an arrow, perfect in 1 second.
Yeah.
A Z-Man is the opposite. You know, you've got to struggle a little bit to get that on there. But on the flip side of things, once you do get that bait rigged on straight, you're fishing that bait all day.
All day. And you can look, there's tutorials online where they show, like, because you got to, like, kind of pinch it in a certain spot and, like, pull, like, a lot harder than what you would think the plastic can handle to get them threaded onto a lead head or threaded onto a hook. But, yeah, there's definitely, I mean, we sell a lot of it, and people do catch fish on them.
Freshwater, too, Mike?
Definitely.
Yeah. Works real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Wayne Cotto, our co-host, is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, great to hear from you. You just came back from a Cedros trip, right?
I did. Yeah, we got out there this week, and you know, it's the end of the season, and we were the only ones left on the island going out and fishing at the wreck site, at least. And we ran into some beasts of yellowtail too. They just pulled us around the island. And then, you know, you got the calicos boiling all around on bait. You had sheephead, lingcod, whitefish. It was just, it was a good time. We had one day we got to go around the corner, you know, St. Augustine, Punta Colorado, and in the rocks and the kelp bed. And it was just like the old days where it's just every fish coming up and boiling into the kelp bed on that canopy, the weedless, you know, MC swim baits. You know, Corey would just be salivating right now on how many baits we use to get through them. And we just had a blast, just a blast.
Oh, that is so cool. And you were at Jeff Mayarni's Cedros house, right?
Yeah, the Casa de Cedros is this new operation, formerly the Cedros Kayak Fishing. And so everybody, it's a six-pack private charter plane going down out of across CBX to CJ. You get there, plane does 180 miles an hour. You're there in like hour 45 minutes. Yeah, it's six people. Everybody gets their own room. You know, they take care of you on all your laundry service, the food, the drink, other than alcohol, which, you know, we're self-sufficient on that one. And and then, you know, you hang out at night in the garage taking care of your equipment and hang out in the fireplace after that. And it's just a great operation. And you know, you load them a panga in a driveway, they cart you down the street and launch you right into the water. So you don't even have to go across steps.
Wow.
It's really nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And there's he has two pangas, three people per panga, or you can fish the kayak, right?
You can do any of that. It's all up to your group and your people. And just because one panga may want to do the kayaks and the other group doesn't, so it's up to the group. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Casa de Cedros, right?
It's what he's calling the new operation. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could book the whole thing with six people and go down there and have a good time.
Absolutely. And it's just a different type of operation because it's more, I consider it more concierge service, you know. But
yeah.
Six people is easier than 12, obviously, to get things done.
Sure.
And then going across CBX couldn't be any easier. Couldn't.
That's always the way to go. Hey, Wayne, you're at the PFC. See, this Wayne's supposed to be retired, right?
Yeah.
Other than working, he's working for us now at Let's Talk Hook, of course. But you're at the PFMC meeting right now?
I am. I'm up in Orange County at the Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting. It's right here by South Coast Falls and Costa Mesa. It's going on today through Wednesday. A lot of good things, important things for us because we're talking groundfish right now on a lot of topics. There's some highly migratory species topics. There's a little bit of pre-salmon work being done. But getting ready for next year on what to do about stock assessments, what to do on survey work, how to handle some of the modeling. So a lot of good conversations going on this week, weekend through the week, and they're all important to our future.
Yeah, well, cool, Wayne. Well, thanks for continuing your hard work there, and thanks for the report from Cedros. It sounds like a good time.
Sounds like good. Hey, have a good trip. Have a good meeting. Talk to you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Wayne.
All
right.
Thanks,
bye.
Wayne. Appreciate that. Always fun. Wayne Cotto is a great addition here to Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate him doing all the things that he does out there.
No doubt about it. I had a great question come through. I said, hey, good morning, guys. What a fun show. My question is for Mike. I had a question about taking your private boat onto our local lakes. Could you talk a little bit about the steps needed to launch at our lakes? I only fish saltwater right now, and I heard it can be a nightmare due to inspections, etc. I'd love to take our little center console fishing at San Vicente to do some bass fishing. And that's Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, hey, Rory. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Show up to the lake, buy a fishing permit, boat launch at the booth or in the general store if it's open. If it's not open, you got to use an Iron Ranger. So there's no really big inspections, only up in northern or little North County, Diamond Valley, Paris. They'll check your boat. You need a certain rating engine so it's clean enough for the water. Other than that, all the local lakes are pretty good.
If he lives in Lakeside and wants to go to San Vicente, it's just a matter of buying the permit for it and putting it in the water.
Correct.
No inspections necessary.
Yeah, no inspections necessary. Okay. It does have to be up to par with all the boat regulations, mm-hmm. safety equipment. So,
do you have to have a four-stroke motor?
Nope.
Oh, you don't?
Nope.
Wow.
That's awesome. How is fishing at San Vicente? I mean, a center console, saltwater guy doesn't do a ton of it. Can you go out there and make a day of it?
Definitely, yep.
Peace.
So you can go fish light worms right now, little jig head minnows, like scope and rig, basically, if you guys know what forward-facing sonar is. So you can go scope them out and find some schools around. So not a lot of big fish, but a lot of small fish.
How about a guy like that? Again, I always think of the saltwater guy that doesn't do a ton of fishing. Could he come in and do the live bait thing and
100%
stop at ECBT, pick up a couple dozen shiners,
yep,
and make a cheat code for a day?
100%.
Probably not going to be Mike's game plan for the day, but I mean, a guy that just wanted to go get some bites or something.
Oh yeah, we call it the get bait kit.
Sure.
A couple dozen shiners, pack of split shots, and some bait hooks.
Perfect.
That's me.
That's it. Sign me up for one of those, please.
I'll take those. You mentioned Sport Facing Sonar. Is that pretty much the deal? Everybody has a $5,000 Sport Facing Sonar now.
Almost.
That wants to be in the game.
Yeah. Any tournament fisherman who's guaranteed to the game, like, they're really focused on that. Some days, like, if you don't have it, you're not cashing a check at all.
Really?
And now it's like 90% of the time.
Really?
Yep.
So there's a couple, like, I know Lowrance makes one. I know Garmin makes one. Which one's the most popular?
Probably the Garmin Panoptics.
Yeah. So I had a discussion with a buddy actually in Montana, because he uses it up there for trout fishing in the lakes, Chris. And we were talking about how the noise level of the forward-facing sonar affects trout. And it seems like the Garmin is quieter than the Lowrance. Do you know anything about that?
I do not know. I know the Lowrance one, you can hear the pinging out of the water a little bit. Other than that, I think the fish kind of get used to it after a while.
They hear it so much.
They do hear it so much, and then if it comes around and if they're pressured enough, you'll watch them scan over a school of fish, and they'll start dispersing.
So it definitely has an effect.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but you're still better off with it.
Yeah, you are.
So do you turn it off when you want to target those fish that scatter away?
Sometimes, not necessarily, or you just move on to find another school of fish.
Interesting.
You're likely not going to turn it off, because seeing how that fish reacts to your lure is probably more important. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, like the pros outweigh the cons by such a great... Does it make noise and can it affect them? Sure, but... Yeah. Had you not had it, you wouldn't have even known that fish is there to be affected, you know, and the next spot doesn't, you know, and being able to see if that fish reacts in a positive or negative way to what you're doing or how you're doing. I mean, you are going, when you have that system dialed in, you are undoubtedly going to catch a lot of fish that you otherwise would not have caught.
Games ahead of
period.
Everything else. Yeah. It's like a lot of dead water.
Yeah.
It's like your gyros or anything else. Like, is it an expensive investment? Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Can all of us afford to have it? Nope. But you know what? The second that you can, it is immediately taking you to the next level.
Have it. Yeah.
You don't have to have a pair of gyros to go fishing, but is there even a chance in the world that you would go without them?
No.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely not.
Got to have it.
So freshwater, it's the same kind of deal as a pair of gyros.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have it
on your boat?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Yeah. But you got to get it.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's like on the list.
It is.
Steve needs to give you a raise so he can get it. You can get the.
That'd be nice.
Hey, you know, kind of a very sad thing to talk about now, and that's Mikey from San Diego Fish and Sips. It seems that they found his kayak overturned, and we don't know what the end result, but that's basically it's gone from a rescue to a recovery mission now. I know, Rick, you know a lot more than I do about it.
I mean, I don't know more than anybody else does it. I'm just saddened by it for sure. You know, I mean, that was a good dude that had a very great attitude on things and was low-key and loved to go fishing and put videos on YouTube. And I've seen a bunch of them. You know, all of us like seeing the things that we like to do. And, you know, nobody said anything bad about that guy ever. Just an easygoing, good person who loved to go fishing. And, you know, and it's... Yeah, it's terrible. You know, I mean, there's nothing more to say than just a really tough situation, and the heart goes out to everybody, and, you know, hope for a miracle that, you know, everything does work out on the better side. But, yeah, I mean, just I don't know what to say other than I really feel for him and the people, and it's a very sad thing. And, I don't know what to say beyond that. My heart goes out for sure,
and his family, too. Getting lots of texts like, what's going on with that? We really don't know anything more than what has been publicized.
Yeah.
I know it's been on the media and a lot, and of course online and such like that.
I mean, I was the same thing when I knew who he was for sure, not personally or anything, but very, very aware of, and you couldn't not see it on social media, and I was just like everybody else. I don't know anything that hasn't been posted. You know, I think Western Outdoor News has done a very good job of kind of keeping up to date with the things, you know, and clearly in touch with people who are there. And So yeah, I just yeah. What more can you say? I hope that there's still a miracle out there, but it's a tough one, and you know, just it calls into all the things. You just try to keep your safety up and be smart as you can about things. And yeah, I don't know. I'm bummed about it for sure. What a cool guy that just liked to go fishing and then post, you know, videos about it. Not a huge sponsor driven or anything like that. Just a one of us that liked to go fishing and then share about it.
Yeah, that's very sad. Hey, moving on, Bruce in San Diego says, Lemon Grove Store is the best ice tackle license, great service, everything you need at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. So nice
like
kudos
it.
To them. Yeah, I like
thank
that.
You.
Yeah. I had another phone call, a fun text. This one says for John. Hey, John, I'm interested in bay bass fishing. Could you go over the same outfit that Mike did? What is a good, affordable start for a bay bass outfit for someone younger? I'm looking for a Christmas gift. Could you give me an idea with a good outfit without spending too much money?
We've got several combos. You know, like I would say a light spinning combo, like 2500 size reel. And we have, you know, Daiwa and Shimano, and they start usually around $70 for the better quality ones and go up to about $139. I would probably put, for fishing in the bay, I'd put 20-pound braid, and then you can use a leader of, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 or 20-pound test. And that's a really good – we sell hundreds of these combos to get people started. The more money you spend on it, the more saltwater resistant it's going to be. Let's put it that way. A little bit smoother. So, for under $150, you can get something really nice. For under, you know, for over 60, under 100, you can get something very decent and serviceable.
You know, and like Johnny said, all of our guys, those kids fish the bay. If they're not working, they're fishing.
Right.
And like literally you can get set up with what Johnny said and then come in once a week and just go ask those kids because they're like, oh, it was the last four nights I've fished this or whatever. I mean, it's nonstop information. It is just like instant. I mean, that goes for the freshwater for sure. But Dana Landing, there's so many people, they just come in. You see them every couple of days and they find out what bait's been working the last couple of days or whatever they're seeing out there.
Yeah. And finding, you know, I think for the beginning angler, it's like, it's not, a lot of it has to do with when you fish,
mm-hmm.
you know, and looking at the tide movement and picking out the best times that you can fish, has more almost to do with your success than, you know, which lure you're using and mm-hmm. stuff. And then as you get more into it, you'll find that there's like certain lures and certain conditions work better, you know, so, it's a puzzle, you know, but it's just, you know, there's certain people that are into it and once they start to get it, it just clicks over and then they, you know, when we have all the stuff that people are, you know, asking for when they go, so.
And that's what you're good at. Both you, Mike at ECBT, the guys at Lemon Grove and you at Dana Landing, that's what you guys do is you help people get the right stuff.
And it's not always me. You know, it's going to be like all – I know what the different employees have been fishing for recently, and I'm going to put you in touch with the person on the staff who's most recently been doing this and you know, has the his system down, you know, try to work it that way.
I know exactly what you say with that. People come in and ask for me to help them with the bait. They're like, oh, I heard you talk about it on the radio show. I'm like, well, I'll help you for sure. But like that kid right there has fished the last 4 days in a row and was late to work this morning because he was fishing also. So like, yes, I can help you, but I promise you there's much better info to be had than me.
Talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your text messages. We got catch reports and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you guys heard it from these guys. I mean, talk about introductory, great introductory spinning outfits. And Shimano makes it, right?
They do.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Which ones are you recommending now?
Ooh. Personally, my favorite's the new Vanford.
Vanford.
Yeah, Shimano Vanford 2500 for freshwater. So
they have another like relatively new inexpensive Marivelle or
yep, the Shimano Marivelle.
It was like under $150, and it was a really smooth. Not like I was surprised. Like it felt like a $200-ish reel that was 100%. In that like $100-$125 range. I really
that's a really
that
nice
thing.
One.
Yeah, and that like you say, you have everything from an $89 combo all the way up to the ultimate.
Shimano Stella, right? Yep.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, there's everything in between. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. The spinning reel assortment is amazing.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, fun times with the guys from ECBT, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, and Dana Landing. Speaking of fun times and great fishing, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the Baja Report with Chris Moyers with Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina. Our Baja Report today is sponsored by Terrapin Sea Surface Temperature Chart. Focus your fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrapin. They have sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, sea height, and more. And with Terrapin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrapin.com for more information. We got him, Smokey himself. Chris is standing by. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, guys, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Bueno.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? Great show, by the way.
Excelente. Thank you very much. A lot of knowledge in this studio today, for sure.
I'll tell you, man. It's always like that, but, I mean, today especially.
Thanks.
For sure.
Thanks.
So, yep. So, anyway, guys, you know, as you know, we're winding down our season here. We've got actually great fishing year round down here, but this is the time of year where it starts winding down due to the north winds, you know, with the kiteboarding season. So we had the wind blow about 3 days this past week, which affects the bite a little bit, but the guys, the limited boats that are going out, we're still getting smaller yellowfin tuna right there close in to shore off of Puna Pescadero and El Cardenal to the north. And then we got, really nice tuna and wahoo bite way down south at El Limon. We got some tuna in the 50, 60-pound range down there and some nice wahoo. And a few more wahoo come in from down there off Los Frailes. And as far as really, really no Dorado to speak of, but just really tuna and wahoo. And then for the billfish, we had, quite a few. We're still seeing blues and quite a many sailfish. The striped marlin bites off a little bit, but as I said, you know, we'll have good fishing, you know, for throughout the year. But as far as the locals that live here, we just look at the wind reports and fish around the wind. So, you know, we'll say, hey, well, next week it looks like it's going to lay down for a few days, and then we'll go hit it and hit it good. So that's where we're at right now. So that's about it, guys.
Well, now it's pouring rain up here in Southern California. What's it like in the East Cape right now?
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah,
bro.
Of course.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's about 75, 80 degrees.
No.
You're
killing
it. It's perfect. And today there's just a slight breeze. You know, it looks like there might be a little bit of kiteboarding later in the day. But, oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. So, yeah, I apologize for that.
How's the bite at Smokies?
Oh man, the bite's going off, man, and we're doing, you know, we're always busy, you know, with the, especially in the evenings with the sports, and today and tomorrow, you know, with football and everything, but we're kind of switching gears. We're going to smoke some, we're going to smoke some chicken wings, so about a couple hundred pounds of chicken wings in the next couple days. So I've been doing a lot of research with that, and that's going to be fun, and then we'll start, you know, diversifying and being able to do a little bit more like stuff like beef jerky, and, you know, as we're not smoking fish every day, we can concentrate on other products. So we're gearing up for all that, but the bite's always good at Smokies. The tequila flows like leche miel, and the beer's always free mignon.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And if somebody wants to get more info on Smokies, they're great processing for your fish when you're down in the East Cape, or, of course, booking Vaquera for this season or next. How do we do that?
Get a hold of me the best way, just call me on my cell at 858-231-1358 or email me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. You can reach us at VaqueraSportFishing.com and we'll be able to take care of all your needs.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Your uplifting report, great, and we'll look forward to it next Saturday.
I always look forward to Chris's report. There's something that was just a little bit harder to handle today, knowing that it's 80 degrees, there's cold Pacific coast to be had, it's soggy and windy and foggy and cold at home right now. Like, I want to be down there so bad. Yeah. Right? That sounds so good.
Hey, don't forget about the shrimp tacos, Rick, those cold Pacific goats.
I'm insulted that you think I would forget. I'm insulted that you think I could ever forget about
that.
That's
the thing. You could be down there in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's it. So, quick flight, CBS, no money. Yeah. Count me in.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Okay. Appreciate the report.
Okay, and guys. Free beer mignon.
Free beer mignon.
That's just such a good deal.
Yeah,
I love it, man. That's a fun one.
So if you get their mignon, you get free beer.
Exactly. That's it. He just said the problem is that people are always showing up a day early for it. Yeah. It's all right. Mañana, though. Yeah. Hey, I had a fun text. It says, Mike, since trout season is done in the Sierras, where do you recommend float tubing here in San Diego? I'm saving up for my Hobie kayak. I'm just not quite there yet. From Bob and IB.
I'd actually float tube El Cap. Yeah, I've been out there the last couple of weeks.
Because there's no big boats.
There's no big boats, low pressure. Fishing's good right now.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. And easy to launch kayak or a float tube?
Yep. They have a full open launch ramp, basically, just not in the water.
Crawdad fighting out there?
Yep. You can find some crawdads,
Go get some crawdads at ECBT. And.
Oh, we actually don't have any crawdads at the moment.
Not right now.
No, we probably won't see any for a little bit because of the rain.
Oh.
They're going to bury themselves in the mud, so it's going to be harder for them.
All right.
That makes sense.
But when is crawdad season? Is it more in the January, February?
Yeah, a little bit after the storms happen.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
How dialed in do people have? I mean, I know it hasn't been long, but like, is this the type of thing where guys will start to have very dialed in car topper rigs because of this, or is the water level at Cap not such a plaguing problem that you know that's something that a guy needs to add to his arsenal?
No, there are some guys that are getting into that car topper rig. They're dialing it all in, this and that. It might not last very long. Sure. It was after the storm. We're crossing our fingers.
Yeah, right.
We get some rain, get some water in our lakes. So.
But I can see it for sure. I mean, you know, you've got your bitch and bass boat and everything, but there's applications where you need the small John boat, whatever, that you can pick up and put in. And then with
the
that.
Bass buggy.
Yeah, exactly. with that, guys get crazy dialed in, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So there's Hodges, too. Unfortunately, Hodges is closed for the season, but next spring they're allowing car toppers, kayaks, float tubes. So that's kind of the.
But a guy could put that rig together and then all of a sudden start to have access to places where not a lot of people can get to because they don't have that rig.
True.
I like it.
When you describe a car topper boat, what is a car topper boat?
Anything between 8 to maybe 12 feet long, you can load into the back of the bed of a truck. Doesn't have a trailer, or literally on top of like a van or a car.
Okay. And then you throw an outboard on it, trolling motor on it.
Either or.
Yeah.
So put all your graphs, all your gear on there, and
sonar on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Could have it all dicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Hey, interesting question here from Brian in San Diego. And Brian wants to know about halibut. Great show. Any tips for the guys making bait in the bay targeting halibut? I've tried to use sabikis to catch smelt with limited luck. Curious if there is a better place to look for them and any other tactics you can help catch the natural bait.
If you can get them chummed up, the smelt will bite sabikis, but you got to use really small, like size 12 or size 14. But most guys I know who fish for smelt, they'll use like one guy who comes in, he makes like his own sabiki rig where he ties little hooks on that he baits with bread. He'll put like four hooks on, and they'll use really light. They'll buy like 5-pound test spectra so they can feel them. And I know someone else who fishes smelt all the time, and he uses like a bobber rig with breadcrumbs on it.
And
a really small hook with bread on it. A lot of times they use little size 20 treble hooks, little gold treble hooks. But you just have to... You kind of have to, like, get them gathered, you know.
Yeah.
People have different theories. Some people throw, like, flour out there, and it'll clump into little balls and then, you know, break up some muscles or something. But it's kind of a chum thing to get them going. And
where's a location you can find them?
Anywhere. You know,
around the docks?
Yeah, kind of around the docks. You have to, you know, this time of year you can get down on the docks without getting... You know, the loading docks for the launch ramps, you're not really supposed to fish off there, but if they're not busy, sometimes you can get in there. There's some different, like, dip nets, umbrella-type nets that people use also.
That are legal?
That are legal, yeah.
Do you guys sell those umbrella nets?
Yeah, we sell umbrella nets, and there's one that's almost like a hoop net with, like, a monofilament net in it, and we sell a lot of those. And that's
for smelt?
They set them down. They'll catch anchovies in those too, but they'll kind of chum above them and then lift them up. They use them off the piers a lot of times.
Okay.
You can get the smelt going off the piers.
And is smelt a really good halibut bait?
I think it's decent. It's cheaper than buying a half scoop
of sardines or anchovies. It's better than a sardine, though.
I don't know if it's any better. I think in the bay it's really good. A smelt is like, if you've ever fished with them for bait, they don't really do much.
Yeah.
You know, they don't swim. They just kind of sit there, but they definitely do get bit on.
But they're alive, and if you're fishing the rocks or the shore or the beach or a dock and you've got an opportunity and a cool setup to fish it, I mean, you're yourself ahead of the game.
They definitely work. And I know, some of the guys that are avid shore fishermen, they go during, grunion runs, and they catch the grunion and bag those up, you know, but real, you know, real cleanly, all laying the same direction and stuff, and those work really good. Also, just a fresh frozen grunion.
There's so many things that, you know, aren't the thing that we think about when I go to Dana Landing. When I go to Dana Landing, I'm thinking offshore tackle, all the great info that, you know, that you and Bubba and the crew has, but, I mean, there is so much... There's so much bait-making opportunity. Go shrimp pumps, umbrella nets, hoop net. I mean, like, it really is. I mean, it's everything.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the fun stuff for this time of year. Sure, when it's wide-open tuna fishing, it's easy to get caught up thinking about all the big bluefin rigging that you guys do. But, you know, this time of year for going down to the beach and pumping shrimp and catching your own bait, I mean, you guys really have all of it.
Corey Sandin just texted me, and we have such a great co-host group here, and Corey Sandin certainly right there at the top, and he says, ask Johnny about a lively shrimp pumps.
Alvy
shrimp pumps.
Alvy we're phasing out because Promar has come out with a stainless steel shrimp pump.
Okay.
So
Promar's coming out with stainless steel.
They have one. We've sold probably 30 of them by now. I mean, it's all stainless steel, and none have come back.
Nice pumps.
So, pumps. Alvy was always the standard, but in the last couple years, for whatever reason, the material they're using for the gasket would gum up and kind of glue inside the tube. I don't know what the issue was, and I hadn't really been able to figure it out, so we just kind of phased those out. But we're the main thing with the stainless tube.
Yeah, I was going to say, why does one use a stainless over a PVC?
It's just the thickness of the tube. So when you're pushing PVC through, you know, it's got some thickness to it. So you got to really push on it to get it through the sand. When you're sucking with the stainless, it goes in real easy. So
and the weight of it and everything,
yeah,
too.
And
you're not talking about the diameter of the tube. You're talking about the wall diameter of the material.
Yeah, the wall thickness of the material. And once you've used the stainless, it's like you can't go back to the PVC. So... Yeah, but we still have both. But those Promar ones, we're crushing it with them, and I've had no complaints, and they're holding up really well.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And are they cheaper
than the Alvy? No, they're around the same price, but still like Bubba bought an Alvy when we were in high school, which was
they last forever
a long time ago, and he still has it. You know, so you know if it's
three times as expensive, but it lasts 10 times as long.
And they work
forever,
and they're more effective.
And they're definitely more effective.
Yeah. And why is it so good to pump your own ghost shrimp?
Well, we don't sell live ghost shrimp.
Yeah. And it's awesome bait, right?
It's definitely awesome bait. You can catch pretty much anything that swims in that bay will eat ghost shrimp.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. I mean, that's the Wyatt and Dad program. We go down to our boat at Dana Landing and fish ghost shrimp on a split shot, and you are going to get bites. You know, our milk run routine is to go down to our boat, get a bunch of ghost shrimp, we break them in half, sprinkle a couple around, put them on a hook, catch a half a dozen spotties in an hour or two, then go see Johnny, get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then head back to the house. Like that's why it's favorite fishing day, and we do it all the time. It's like it's so easy.
Especially the one thing we sell a ton of also that has caught on in recent years is like the miracle thread or magic thread, and it's like a really thin elastic that you can, because ghost shrimp are fragile bait, so you know half the time you cast them off, so you kind of just lay your hook alongside of it and wrap it up with this little real kind of transparent elastic, and the your bait lasts a lot longer. And I mean, we sell hundreds of spools of this stuff, so it's definitely.
And it's called
It's called like magic thread or miracle thread.
Uh-huh. You have that at the
we do. Yeah.
You said that you cast a ghost shrimp off about half the time. I can assure you that Wyatt's number is about 100% of the time. Yeah, I want to cast that one also. All right, here we go. Here we go.
You better get some of that miracle thread.
That's the next thing on my
list. Yeah, you got to go to Dana Landing or ECBT. Do you use ghost shrimp in freshwater?
No, we don't.
No.
It's a saltwater bait.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of freshwater, Dan in El Cajon wants to know where the best trout fishing in San Diego County is. He wants to take a kid, and he wants to teach a kid how to fish.
Right now, there's Santee Lakes, Lake Jennings, and Cuyamaca. Out of all three of them that stock trout so far, I'd go up to Lake Cuyamaca.
Cuyamaca is so awesome. That's a cool great place for a kid. Beautiful in the pines.
Best scenery around.
They have nice rental boats.
True.
Yeah, you can float tube up there, fish from shore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The water's a lot colder, so the trout are a little more active. Yeah. They'll bite a lure
and they fight harder.
They do.
Yeah. So what do you recommend? What lure? If you're going to trout fishing, taking a kid, are you using live bait lures?
I do a little lure and then just good old power bait dough.
Power bait dough.
Can't go wrong. Yep. Yeah. Okay. If you're looking for a lure, any mini jigs, hookup baits, cedar slammers.
Okay.
We're carrying the Golden State Tackle mini jigs here coming up soon.
Okay.
So those are really popular.
And what's the rig if you're fishing power bait?
Power bait, just good old Carolina rig, between an 8 to 18-inch leader. Depends on how deep the trout are sitting off the bottom. So
how much weight?
Depends how far you want to cast out.
Yeah. Treble hook?
Treble hook.
Like a number 22 or something?
Not that small. No. I'll do number 12 down to size 18.
Okay.
Anywhere between there.
All right. And what color power bait?
I would say we'll do the rainbow.
Rainbow.
Yeah. A lot of guys like the spring green, salmon egg color.
Yeah.
Or the salmon peach is a popular color as well.
And what pound test are you putting your leader?
Two to four pound.
2 to 4 pound.
Yep.
Fluorocarbon or just
good old motto.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, because the fluoro would sink your bait.
Yes, fluoro would want to sink your bait down a little bit more.
And the idea is power bait floats. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the sinker will be on the bottom. The power bait will be up in the bite zone.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a good, yeah, lots of good stuff.
All right, and another fun one says, good morning, guys. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle has become my go-to shop close to home. Dustin is the best when it comes to customer service. He's always friendly, even when I bug him at 5 a.m. before hitting the water. And if he didn't carry it, he'll have it ordered and stocked shortly thereafter. Thanks for opening up a shop so close to Midtown so we don't have to drive all the way into Point Loma or Mission Bay. And that's from Dennis in National City.
It's great to hear.
All right.
That's why we opened it.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good stuff. Hey, Scott in Oceanside wants to know if you have a favorite halibut bounce ball rod.
Ooh.
Rod?
Yeah, with the Halibut Derby coming up Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Well, you need something heavy enough to, you know, tow a 2-pound sinker.
Yeah.
So most, like, the guys I know who do it, they'll use, like, a 700H or like a CalStar 670 or 610, you know, kind of it's not super critical, but you need something that's beefy enough to handle that huge sinker.
Yeah.
You know, without folding over. But yeah,
lever drag reel?
Doesn't have to be a lever drag reel. You know, just something, you know, they usually use, you want to run braid, 65 pound braid, something that'll hold that, like a lot of them use like a Torium 20, you know, with 60-pound braid is like kind of the standard. Mm-hmm. The guys I knew, commercial bounce ball fish, they use they'll use something like that, or like a, you know, some of them use a little lever drag reel also, like a Speedmaster or a Pen Fathom, you know, something like that. Just a real basic beater reel. There's more to it than just the rod and reel. Yeah. There's definitely some intricacies to the technique,
boat.
The speed of the boat, and
the rig.
Yeah, very very slow. The rig. The
how do you learn that? How do you learn how to rig a bass
boat? So. You know, like the
screw
guy
it up YouTube a lot. It.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could, like, it's Mike Yoder, who I know, who commercial fishes out there. Like, he tried it for years, and then when one of his buddies who was really good at it, his boat broke down, and he had to fish with him for season. That's how he learned.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where you got to kind of experiment until you find until you start getting bites, and then once you start getting bites, you're just, you know, recording that technique.
And when you're fishing with Dodgers, speed makes a huge difference, but also like inches of length in rigging can make world of difference in how that Dodger affects how your bait or lure, you know, fishes behind that thing.
But it's a deadly effective. Yeah, method to catch big fish, right?
And it's funny because a lot of people put video cameras on their bounce ball rigs now, and it's, you always think of halibut as being like an ambush predator that sits, buries in the sand, and when something comes by, they blow out at it. But when you watch their videos, these things just follow them forever.
Really?
They just swim along behind it, and if there's a big one, if there's a female, like a bigger one, there's always two small males with it. You know, but they follow those things forever before they bite it.
Oh, what a trip!
They're just swimming around down there.
I'm the same.
Pretty interesting.
I know that thing's buried. I know it's going to eat it in 1 second.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves $100 to ECBT, to Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, or Dana Landing. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out. No need to flip the coin today because there's a winner for both. $100 shopping spree going to, on the caller side, congratulations, Carrie from Fallbrook. And on the texter side, Scott from North County. Congratulations, you guys. $100 going to ECTP,
yeah.
Lemon Grove, or Dana Landing.
Either one, whatever you want. There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And thank you, Steve, for those generous donations. And thanks for running through great shops. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah. And
thank you.
And how do we find Dana Landing, Johnny?
Ingram Street across from SeaWorld. 619-226-2929.
All right. And ECBT, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle?
We're across the street from the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds on Main Avenue, number 619-390-9112.
All right. And then Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle?
They are on Broadway Avenue, off Broadway in Lemon Grove. Number 619-461-1214.
Good. Oh,
Steve.
Yeah. And then, of course, again, the big Dana Landing Saturday after Thanksgiving Halibut Derby, the Halibut Classic SD.com, right?
Yep.
Or
DanaLanding.com.
Or DanaLanding.com, yeah. And sign up, limited to 40 teams.
Two people signed up while we're on the show today.
Hey,
sweet. All right. Get in on it. That's going to be fun. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Valerie Hopefrisch from Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. That's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.